Sitka's utility subsidization program would start in January of 2019 after an application period this fall. Those who qualify would receive a monthly rebate of up to $65. The idea for such a program has roots in the previous assembly, who oversaw multiple rate increases and wanted to soften the blow for the most vulnerable of Sitkins. Assembly members Bob Petruski and Kevin Knox, who co-sponsored this latest ordinance, were a part of the assembly that approved $400,000 for such a program last year. Here's Petruski.
I stand behind what we promised before, and I tried with the work of staff to try and meet the questions that assembly members had.
To determine who would qualify for assistance, the city of Sitka plans to lean on existing programs. The applicant must be receiving assistance from either the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, the state's Medicaid program, Baranoff Island Housing Authority, and or the National School Lunch Program. Chief Financial and Administrative Officer Jay Sweeney said his staff can handle all the paperwork on behalf of these specialty customers.
This would now allow them to be able to utilize the amount which is now being paid on their behalf by the municipality for other purposes, and that would make a difference to them.
While Mayor Matthew Hunter supported the program, he worried about its sustainability. The startup money was a one-time source of funding approved by last year's assembly. He suggested finding a comparable source of revenue, such as the senior sales tax exemption, which is also $400,000.
What you do is you take the senior sales tax exemption, and instead of just giving it blanket-wise to everyone of a certain age, you give it to people who qualify for need, and you help the neediest of our population. And that would be a way that we could still help everyone, be they seniors or young families trying to make a go of it in this town, trying to pay their utility bill. And I think it'd be equitable and revenue neutral to our city.
Had this $400,000 not gone towards this program, it would have been put into the city electric fund. Assembly member Aaron Bean thought this was too costly for the city to be kickstarting, and that to save money, they should consider reaching out to the state for regulation.
You know, a dollar saved is a dollar earned, and I encourage us again, it's not a perfect solution if we're regulated by the Alaska Regulatory Commission, but this is the business that they're in.
Assemblymember Ben Maiasato also thought $400,000 was too much to spend on such a program. If it's successful, he wanted to see it carry forward on a smaller scale. Assemblymember Richard Ween's issue was with the eligibility requirements. He said as written, it would miss certain pockets of the population.
The criteria should be based on total household income, because if you look at the criteria of what constitutes a household, you can have five folks here and the one person has the meter who happens to be on Medicaid, and there are five roommates. And I mean, we really have to hone in on those types of things.
Knox countered that while this may not be the perfect program, the assembly should take action to help those struggling to get by now.
Right now, we have plenty of people in this community that really need this, and we have plenty of people in this community, like I said before, that can afford to give back to those that need.
Knox added that he'd be happy to work with any assembly members on refining the utility program into the future. The assembly gave it an initial yes by a vote of 5-2, with Richard Ween and Aaron Bean voting against. Sitka's utility subsidization program will come up for second and final review at their meeting on March 27th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.